Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up an hour's time, as always, at 9 o'clock, we're going to get a grip. You guys are hot on the phones there, so obviously we didn't get to the station buzz. We're going to make good on that later on in the show as well. But to get more on the trade of Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel start, and everything Browns, we welcome in our Cleveland Sports, Cleveland Browns beat reporter, Daryl Reiter, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Let's see. The Browns did make a trade today.
They did.
The quarterback position is just as murky as ever. got to hear from the Guardians today as well.
We did. Antonetti and Vogt.
World Series got used a lot. I can't remember the last time I heard those words used so much during a post-season wrap-up. But other than that, and the Cavs are playing tonight, too.
I was going to say, you almost missed it, Daryl. We had the trifecta tonight.
Yeah, pretty quiet day.
Oh, Daryl, there's so much to get to, so many things to cover. Let's start with, obviously, the news that really took Cleveland media by storm, but also got pretty good attention nationally media-wise. Joe Flacco traded in division to the Cincinnati Bengals. Did it catch you by surprise today?
Yeah, I didn't have that on the bingo card.
I really didn't.
I mean, I had a Joe Flacco trade on the bingo card, but to the Bengals? With that offensive line? I wish Joe well, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think we can agree here, Daryl, obviously, as you just point to. Like, this is not the thing that fans should be fearing gets the Bengals their feet up from under them and gets them ready to be a competitor whenever they do eventually get Joe Burrow back.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you get the move, right? They're trying to save their season, and Joe obviously saved the Brown season in 2023, but, you know, this one has started off in the ditch with him as the starting quarterback and the struggling with the mobility and things like that. But, you know, look, I understand why Cincinnati did what they did, and they, you know, whatever, you give up a fifth-round pick to try and get yourself back to the playoffs, and obviously toward the end of the season, you're hoping that Joe Burrow's going to be back anyway for any type of a playoff run. But, yeah, I thought that the Browns would move Joe Flacco at some point here before the trade deadline. I just didn't think that it'd be down I-71. But listen, kudos to both franchises for having the fax machines on and working this time around.
That's definitely a plus. Got that one done.
Do I need to explain that joke?
No, you do not. Okay. I fully understand that one, Daryl. It's a good thing that we got that one figured out this time. They're making sure they were early on it. Didn't want to take this one down to the wire.
Well, yeah, Sashi Brown is working in Baltimore, not Cleveland, so I'm confident that the paperwork went through.
Hey, and even they got a deal done today, so props to them, I guess. Daryl, with this move, should this mean that Shedeur Sanders is QB2 moving from here on out?
No, I don't think it guarantees anything as far as him being quarterback, too. I think that there's a chance they elevate Bailey Zappe to the active roster to be quarterback two. And Shedeur Sanders, who already is on the active roster, is QB three, the emergency quarterback. I misspoke there. I could see a situation where they do game day elevation for a couple of weeks here with Bailey Zappe to have him be QB two. Shedeur Sanders would be the emergency quarterback three. He's already on the active roster, and by league rule, your emergency quarterback has to be on the active 53-man roster. So I could see Bailey Zappe elevated, not added to the 53, but elevated here for a couple of weeks, similar to what they did to Joe Flacco back in 2023. Have him be the number two QB. Shedeur remains the emergency number three while they prep him and get him ready for what I am guessing to be an around or post Thanksgiving start.
Daryl, more likely that the next quarterback to be named is a starter heading into a week is Shedeur Sanders or somebody else not named Dylan Gabriel?
I still think there's a chance we see Deshaun Watson.
People don't like that.
I know, and you never say never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just think that there's a chance you could see him before you see Shedeur. My ideal scenario would be they would just pass the baton from one rookie to the other, have Dylan start for a while here until they see what they need to see, and then you put Shedeur on the field. And honestly, too, if you look at the Browns' schedule this year, it would make sense for them to play Shedeur late in the season because they do have a lot of home games. And let's be honest about it, there's not going to be a lot of reason to watch Cleveland Brown football later in the season. Starting November 16th, they host the Ravens. You've got a home game against them. Then you've got the 49ers here on November 30th. The Titans come in the following week, December 7th. December 21 is the Buffalo Bills, and then you wrap up your home schedule December 28th against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And by my math, I believe that's 5-7 games, if I've done that correctly. So you got 5 home games in 7 weeks. I think that would be the perfect time to give the people what they want, and that's to see Shedeur Sanders play some football.
All right, Daryl, obviously we got to see Dylan Gabriel this week, and what was a disappointing loss as a whole, but I sort of stepped away. And the way I guess I evaluated was, for me, Dylan met expectations, even if that didn't look great. It was better than Joe, and it was kind of what I expected. Would you echo that, or did he fall short or climb above?
That's hard to say. I kind of think right now the plan is to kind of stay the course where they're at and what we've been talking about.
So I guess how would you have evaluated Dylan Gabriel's play? Like, if you had to sum it up into a sentence,
average.
What did it look? Average?
Yeah. It wasn't anything special. Didn't win, didn't lose for you. Threw 2 touchdown passes, very safe, conservative game plan. It was, I guess, the best of what I expected. And that's kind of what I expect from him going forward, even though I would like to see Kevin Stefanski loosen the reins for him and allow them. Allow Dylan to just kind of turn it loose a little bit, and let's see what he really has. You're 1-4 at this point. It doesn't matter, okay? You're dead in the water. It's about evaluation. So let's evaluate this kid. Give him the full package. Let him throw it down the field and really show us what he can or cannot do.
Hey, Daryl, I think that kind of plays into the way that they were once again conservative as we expected them to be. I've had, obviously, gripes with the way that the offense has operated through the first 4 weeks leading up to this week. Also had some gripes with the way it operated in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. And then you go through and Kevin Stefanski, whether you think it was a blunder or the defense just fell short, I don't love the way the timeouts are managed. What is it right now that I can point to and say Kevin Stefanski does well?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Press conferences?
No, I mean, I would, in the eyes of the Browns, you might do that well. I think in the eyes of everybody else, that is a big negative on the board.
I still think he calls good plays. You're never going to be perfect as a coach, and you're also as good as your execution on the field. And there have been execution breakdowns. So I still think he's a good coach. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that. But when you've had to deal with 12 different starting quarterbacks since you've been here, and you're looking at, I think, the third or fourth consecutive season, you've needed at least three to get through a season. You might need four for a third straight year. Like, I just don't know how successful you really can be. And then also, too, there's the plan, right? This is now all about evaluating the kids, getting them experience, and really looking toward the future. And especially if you look at this particular draft class, there's an awful lot for Browns fan to be excited about. You might not be excited about the results on the scoreboard right now, but you got 10 draft picks next year. I believe 8 of those are in the top 150. Next year, if Andrew Berry has the same or similar draft success that he had this year, this football team should be able to bounce back here in the next year or two, and obviously in time to move into the Brook Park Barn Dominium and be a competitive club again.
So would you evaluate this as Kevin being more on the hot seat this week than he has been any other week? And how hot is that seat actually?
I don't think the seat's hot. I mean, I know people want the seat to be hot. I don't think it's hot. Certainly not hot for Andrew Berry. How are you going to fire Andrew Berry after this draft class? You can't fire him for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. Kevin is coaching the kids, and the kids are playing well. You know? Okay, so I get it. They're 4-18 in the last 22, and I put the stat out there, and 19 of those games, they have failed to score 20 points. I get all that. I do. But barring just an absolute knockdown, drag out fight behind the scenes between him and Andrew Berry, right now, I just don't see either one of those guys getting fired. And I know that's not what fans want to hear. And I know drama sells, but right now, neither one of these guys is acting like their jobs are in jeopardy. And I frankly don't believe their jobs are in jeopardy right now as we have this conversation, subject to change, of course. We'll see how the rest of this thing plays out here in 2025.
Of course, Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, you did mention Guardian spoke today. I saw you posting clips up on X, and it's obviously over at the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. People can check it out there as well.
Yeah, the complete long form, the 23-minute session that myself and three other electronic reporters were there asking questions. The writers had their own sit-down session with them upstairs, and then they came down to the multi-purpose interview room to do it in front of the cameras and the microphones. And so, yeah, that full long form is available on the YouTube page. I posted some highlights on my X account, and you know, they said a lot. A lot was said. World Series was said an awful lot as well, which is something I'm not used to that organization really talking about, the disappointment of not winning a World Series. I don't know why they're disappointed. The team was pretty not that great this year. They were great for like 6 weeks in the season. The offense was pretty terrible. And so, but I get it. I think they're trying to project a message toward fans that are feeling the angst of 1948. They're trying to project, hey, we are trying to win a World Series. We're happy with how things went there down the stretch, but the bottom line is winning the World Series is what we're about, and we didn't get that done, so that's the disappointment that we live with.
Daryl, I know one of the clips you posted, one of the things that was obviously addressed there was is Stephen Kwan potentially being on this team moving forward?
Yeah, I asked that question amongst many that I asked, including about spending money this offseason. But yeah, well, I think Stephen Kwan may have played his last game here in Cleveland, unfortunately. I believe he's up for arbitration this year, but like I just... they've been trying to get him extended, and Kwan is not going to do what Jose Ramirez did, and that is take a massive hometown discount to stay here. He's been playing for early in his career it was under $1 million. Now above that, but like he wants to get paid his value, and so he's not going to sign here for anything less than that, in my view.
Daryl, what did you make of the resurface clip that popped up on social media about Jose Ramirez's comments about basically the direction of this team? He was on a Spanish-speaking podcast that it had to be translated, but did you make anything of that?
Well, no, I mean, first of all, I was efforting to get a proper translation of it, and short of that, I got a parsed translation of that, and I don't think that's fair to Jose to... throw a hot take out there based on a parsed translation. I'll say this, because I did post the clip. Chris Antonetti was asked about Hosey and the hometown discount and the years on that hometown discount starting to run out, right? As Chris often does, close to the vest, didn't say a lot, but I do, from my perspective, this is my opinion, I do feel like they're wasting this kid's career. You had arguably the greatest player in franchise history, and that's with all due respect to all those Hall of Famers that came before him. But this guy does it all. Okay, typically Hall of Famers, they either hit well or they field well. I go back to the 90s. That's how it was, right? I mean, yep. Jim Thome, not exactly a gold glover, but he could hit a ball 600 feet. Manny Ramirez, Manny's Manny, hits a ball 600 feet. You know what I'm saying? Gets a little bit confused out there. Omar Vizquel, every once in a while, get a little pop in the bat, but batting average is, but he could be a vacuum cleaner at shortstop. Hosey is all, he's a vacuum cleaner. He's got a brilliant arm. He can hit for average and power from both sides of the plate. He is the most complete baseball player I've ever seen. And we've been blessed to see a lot of great players over the last 30-plus years with this franchise. And I just feel like they really are wasting this kid's career by not spending to put guys around him. It's great that they made the playoffs seven times in 10 years, okay? Only twice have they had a legitimate chance to win a World Series. That was in 2016 and 2017, okay? All the other years, it was, glad to be here. And that's no chance to win. They had no chance to win the World Series this year. Like, I get what they said about being disappointed they didn't win a World Series, but you had no chance with that offense to win a World Series this year. Come on now, okay? Let's be realistic. But I would really, really, and that's why I asked, hey, you got 2 million fans in the ballpark each of the last 2 years. You know, the economics going to allow you to open the wallet a little bit. And, well, the response I got from Antonetti, and I posted the clip, was, well, we're really happy and appreciative of our fans that really showed up and showed out. Well, that didn't answer my question. I'm going to put that in the translator, but nope, they are not going to spend a lot of money this offseason.
Sort of feels that way. Daryl, we got to run, but as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. We'll definitely be looking forward to a game in Pittsburgh as we talk tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait for that beating.
Feels like it's a weekly occurrence at this point.
It's inevitable. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
No doubt. Talk to you then, Daryl.
All right, bud.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're going to react to what Daryl had to say coming back as well. I thought good stuff on Kevin Stefanski, which I'll ask the question straight out at 216-474-0092. Do you still feel like Kevin Stefanski is a good coach? We'll get your calls and more into that in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. Let's throw it to Michael for a 2020.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.